Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. On Money FM 89.3, The Washington Report with Nirmal Ghosh, U.S. Bureau Chief with The Straits Times.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danker and Manisha Tank. Well, Americans have just 2 days left to cast their vote in what's being described as the most important presidential election in the country's modern history.
So what we've got now is more than 91.6 million Americans have voted so far, and that works up to about two-thirds of all ballots cast during the 2016 presidential election.
Gosh, that's considerable. Both President Donald Trump and Democratic challenger Joe Biden have been on a campaign blitz over the weekend, traveling to important swing states.
So in a series of polls that were released late yesterday, Democratic challenger Joe Biden still seems to maintain his lead over President Donald Trump. Yet, President Trump has a slim but not impossible path through the states key to winning the presidency.
And this has led many to predict that the outcome could come down to a closely fought contest that would lead to recounts and court rulings.
Or at least we hope it doesn't go there.
Yeah.
We want this sorted out ASAP. But you know what? Let's get more context. Straits Times US Bureau Chief Nirmal Ghosh is on the line. Good morning, Nirmal. Thanks as always for taking the time.
Yeah, always good to talk to you. We've seen a campaign blitz from both sides this weekend. What's been both the Republican and Democratic message in the final days, and what have been some of the biggest takeaways?
Hi there. Good morning. Yes, the Democrat message is that the president mismanaged the pandemic, and which is now peaking again, of course, as we know. President Trump, on the contrary, says he managed it quite well, and he's gambling on a vaccine. He keeps saying a vaccine is going to be available very, very soon. And he focuses on contrasting that with what he says will be a ruinous Biden lockdown policy, which will destroy the economy and take away everyone's freedoms. That's a big message. A vote for Biden is a vote for radical socialists. They're going to take away your guns, be soft on illegal immigrants, raise taxes, brainwash your children, destroy the oil industry, and turn the country into a basket case. So boom times with Trump or a depression with Biden. So the message from Joe Biden is again that Trump totally mismanaged the pandemic. He is a charlatan. He lies. He makes things up. He denies science. He doesn't care if people get killed. It's all about him and his rich friends who get the benefit of the low taxes. He gives a free pass to white supremacists, and he's on the verge of becoming a dictator. So it's kind of an asymmetrical argument, two very different visions, very stark. Donald Trump's message is really fear, but mixed with hope, because polls do show the public thinks he will be good on the economy. Generally, he's tied with Joe Biden on that.
All right, Nirmal. In a series of polls that were released yesterday, Democratic nominee Joe Biden's lead over President Trump is holding steady nationally. Yet in 2016, the polls predicted Hillary Clinton would win the White House. So how's Slee going to hold up on Election Day? I mean, what's the likelihood of seeing another shock win from Trump?
Right. So Joe Biden has been leading Donald Trump in national polls and in every state, but very close in a few very critical states, so narrow that one should consider them tied. And that includes Florida, Arizona, and North Carolina. Now, just yesterday, polls emerged showing Donald Trump with a tiny lead in Florida and a biggish lead, 7 points, in Iowa. That was from the Des Moines Register newspaper, and it's considered quite solid. And I got a call from a friend who said the Democratic Party is very nervous in Pennsylvania. So there's the thing. Joe Biden is consistently ahead nationally, but in several of the battleground states, which both need for the Electoral College, which is a particular peculiarity of the American system. So in several of those states, they are as good as tied. Now, having said that, multiple indicators do point to a Joe Biden win. The super high early voter turnout, for example, a high turnout among African Americans. But you cannot count Donald Trump out. His path to the White House is a narrow one, but it is still there. I would say it is not a likelihood, but it is a distinct possibility.
Right. Deep breaths all round then, Nirmal. Meanwhile, pollsters say Joe Biden has small leads in swing states, Georgia, North Carolina, and Trump has small leads in Ohio. So then many are predicting that the outcome could come down to that closely fought contest that could hinge on recounts and court rulings. Can you just walk us through what would happen in that sort of a scenario, and then how long it takes to actually get a result?
Right. So that's actually the most likely scenario. We will not have a result on the night of November the 3rd. Normally, the election is called by the big media networks, principally AP, the Associated Press, somewhere around 10 p.m. or midnight. And this result is based on projections, not on a final official tally by any means. This time it is different. There are more mail-in ballots, millions of them, that may not be received or counted by that time. Mail-in ballots generally favor Democrats. And Donald Trump has been undermining the credibility of that system. Now, many states count votes past the election date, and that is legitimate, but the president is also saying the election should be over. It shouldn't drag on. And one possibility is he finds he is ahead at some point and then just declares victory. Obviously, Joe Biden will not concede. And then we will have a prolonged court drama and potential unrest and street-level violence. In fact, whichever way this goes, there is a high risk of violence. Each side absolutely believes the other is going to steal the election. So we're in for a very volatile period here in downtown D.C. and in other cities as well. Shops and establishments have been boarding up in preparation for this. And it will go on for days. There will be long courtroom dramas, and President Trump will hold public rallies.
Gosh, Straits Times U.S. Bureau Chief Nirmal Ghosh giving us that stark reality of how this week and maybe even next or the next will pan out. Nonetheless, Nirmal, the long-running rift between the White House and the top U.S. infectious disease specialist, Dr. Anthony Fauci, that burst into the open on Saturday night. In fact, Dr. Fauci called out Trump for downplaying the rising cases in the vast majority of states, dangerously holding huge rallies with few masks and no social distancing, and lodging the false claim that doctors are exaggerating the number of COVID deaths for profit. Now, how significant is this? And I ask that because it's so close to election.
Frankly, not very. Surveys show that among Democratic voters, concern over the coronavirus is very high, but among Republicans, it isn't. I have spoken to Trump supporters who absolutely believe that this is all political and Dr. Fauci is part of a wider plot to control the American people, take away freedoms, ruin the economy, all that sort of thing. They actually believe this. And to Democrats, conversely, Dr. Fauci is the ultimate truth teller. So opinions and attitudes on the issue of the pandemic are set. What Dr. Fauci is saying now is sadly seen through this political prism all over again. The public health message is being lost on a huge chunk of the population.
Well, I mean, lots of people haven't been wearing masks at those Trump rallies, have they? And it is actually reported that he may continue with those rallies after the election. That says there's a possibility that there might not be a clear winner, as you were saying, Nirmal, in the swing states. So what impact could that have?
Oh, yes, it will rile up his supporters. It will put pressure on any courts hearing cases. It will be an effort, really, to steamroll the whole thing. And if he loses, he will use these rallies to reach out to his supporters and say it was rigged. If he claims victory, he will drive home that message and say they are trying to steal my victory. In short, it will have a very incendiary effect, very incendiary indeed.
We've been speaking to Straits Times U.S. Bureau Chief Nirmal Ghosh. We'll catch up with you again at the end of the week. Hopefully have a little bit more clarity on the situation in the United States.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.